na 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 na. Fancy Nancy, she's got it all.
I got it all. Yeah. Hey. All right. It's a Friday, and it got cold overnight. You know, can't complain, though. It's the 10th, and it finally got cold in November, right before Thanksgiving. So we got to deal with it. That's just the way it goes. But I don't know. I'm kind of, like, hesitant about the whole thing. Welcome to my show. I'm Nancy Lombardo. This is What's the Buzz NY or New York. So we're going to have a good time, and let's see, I don't know what to start. I usually like try to lead into a theme for the day, or but I really don't know where to go with this show today. I'm just going scrolling through my switchboard and to see. Don't forget, tonight you can watch my show, The Nancy Lombardo Show, every Friday at 7 p.m. at www.mnn.org, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you'll check it out. Okay, let's go with the apple.
Our country's war-torn, our boys are forlorn. We will fight, we will stand, we will hide our inner woman. Gonna zip up our vest and pull up our hair. Gonna squish down our chest like the boss down there.
Put it in the key of man, Jerome. No, lower.
We're men. Fight for freedom for all. We're men. We're uniting. We answer the justice call.
This is our Independence Day.
We're the Apple Brothers.
We fight for freedom, liberty, and justice for all men.
We fancy women and we act real tough. We drink loads of beer.
Anything you need me to lift?
We flex our pecs with our hair with gel. If we need a drink, we drink from a well. Hello, ladies.
I'm Harry.
Dick. If we seem queer, don't act, don't tell. We're men. And we're fighting. We fight for freedom for all. We're men.
Purple Sisters. Look them up online. I think maybe I found the theme with everything that's going on in the news. Here's Camille Theobald with Handsy Drunk Dude.
Letters to people piss me off. Dear Handsy Drunk Dude, you're kinda being inappropriate right now. What happened to you being a flamboyant gay man who doesn't like vagina at all? You touching me a lot kind of makes me feel really uncomfortable. And I think I don't like it. Nope. Honestly, if you weren't gay, I'd probably have freaked out a lot sooner. But I thought you were just being fun. And now it's not fun. I don't like being touched so much. Like this. Ooh, you're drunk. You are so drunk right now. Yeah, you are in my bubble. And I don't like it. And this bubble is only intended for men that I approve of, that are like, you know, like near my age and prefer girls, because that would make sense. That would just make sense. I don't, there's really no other way. Why? That's just how it works with sexual orientation, right? Seem to be having a blast, but maybe you could do that outside of my personal bubble, yeah? In your own bubble of happiness, okay? So you're not invited in this bubble. Sorry. Why don't you go and find some people who like being touched like this? Oh, look! Barbara Streisand, drag queen! Isn't that interesting? That's way more interesting than me. You should go over there. Love, Camille. Yeah, these are letters. Oh, these are letters to people who call me up that one time, and so I wrote it down. Yeah, these are letters.
A little Tom Cruise.
Ladies, would you mind leaving the room for a moment? I'd like to have a word with your husbands. Men, is your wife tired of drying her hair with a vacuum cleaner? Does she look absolutely pathetic doing it? Then maybe it's time that you bought her the Exhaler, an exciting new handheld hairdryer that plugs into any wall. The Exhaler even has two speeds, because some days are much more frantic than others for the little lady. Think about it. Don't you deserve a more beautiful wife? So pick up the Exhaler today, and you'll be married to a whole new woman tonight. It'll have you exhaling too. The Exhaler from Leave Her Industries, the company that puts you first. Now, the Leave Her Variety Hour, broadcasting from high atop the Squeeze-It Inn in picturesque Blue Island, Illinois, continues with Tom Carosa and the Tom Carosa Orchestra performing another great of 1928. Take it away, won't you?
Love came to me in the springtime, just like the blossoms I fell. I thought that June would be ringtime, which proves that you never can tell. I used to call her pet names, tell her she was divine, but she turned out to be the girlfriend of a boyfriend of mine. I used to take her places, she liked to dance and dine, but she turned out to be the new friend of an ex-friend of mine. I found that love was just a joke. Yeah, I learned what a broken heart meant. I even started out to get a kitchenette apartment. Her lips were just like candy, her Her kisses were just like wine, but she turned out to be the real friend of a heel friend of mine. I thought that we'd be married, sign on the dotted line, but she turned out to be the soulmate of a cellmate of mine. Life to me was just one big thrill, yeah. Nobody could be prouder. Now life is just a bitter pill, a capsule and a powder. Why am I pale and nervous? Why do I weep and whine? 'Cause she turned out to be the girlfriend of a boyfriend of mine.
Tom Carozza. All right, we're keeping the man theme going today with this Men and Women.
You know, you can hardly pick up a newspaper nowadays without seeing a report of someone somewhere sighting a UFO. That's to be an unidentified flying object.
Yeah. They'd be called unidentified, but people are still identifying them.
No, right? they're identifying the unidentifiability of them, actually. Recently, a woman right here in Fernwood not only sighted one of those things, but she claims she came into intimate contact with an alien from another planet.
Hey.
She's come here tonight to tell us her story, so would you please welcome Mrs. Sylvia Miller. I'm into our spaceship.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here.
Well, we're very happy to have you. Sylvia, I'm sure everyone's pretty eager to just hear your story. Why don't you start right in?
Yes, well, let me tell you how it was with me. It was 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was a Thursday. It was very much like any other Thursday. I was out in my backyard taking down my wash.
Sure.
And I was standing there, and all of a sudden, I noticed a huge beam of white light. Well, at first, I thought perhaps I had used too much bleach, but then the light became whiter and whiter, and I watched it, and it went behind my house in the meadow. You've never been there, but there's
no.
A meadow. And the strangest thing happened. All of a sudden, uncontrollably, I began to go towards the beam of light, just walking uncontrollably, still clutching a pair of my husband's shorts. And as I got closer to the beam of light, the sky turned blue, and all of a sudden, through the blueness, at this point, I could make out a metal object, I would say, perhaps 30 feet this way.
Whoa, boy.
And as I approached it, a huge ramp shot from this thing, and all of a sudden, at the end of the ramp, there was a door, and the door opened, and at this particular time, a blue man of about 2 feet with antennas walked toward me, and the next thing that happened really just shocked me to death, I'll tell you the truth.
Well, I know it's hard for you to talk about it. Could you tell us what happened next?
Well, the next thing that happened is he threw open his spacesuit, and a beam of light shot right out at me.
Uh-oh. What in the universe is this? I'm sure.
So it didn't have anything to do with your bleach or the washing machine.
No. And as the beam of light shot towards me, all of my clothes came off.
Holy cow, like a white tornado, like they say on TV. That's just incredible.
Yes, they just, for some reason, flew off, including my husband's underwear, which we have not found.
Yeah, which you were holding rather than wearing.
Oh, yes, at that time, holding them rather than wearing them.
Throw that up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And at this particular time, that's exactly what happened.
So you were just standing there naked as the day you were born, basically.
Yes, I was naked, uh-huh.
And was he naked, too? I mean, the individual, not your husband. The one who came out of
the... The blue man?
Yes.
That's a very good question. Well, let me be honest. I don't know because, you see, I have nothing to compare it with. Let me think. He certainly wasn't anything like my husband.
if that's good or bad.
Well, we don't know until we hear the rest of the story, I don't think.
Yes, but anyhow, it was at this time that he, I don't know how to put this delicately, had his way with me.
Oh, boy.
Okay, well, I think you put it very delicately.
But it put a lot less delicately.
Oh, yeah. Just a second here, though. This is all so fantastic. Are you trying to tell me that you were abused by an intergalactic being?
I'm not sure that I understand that terminology.
Are you trying to tell me?
It was definitely an interracial thing.
Yeah.
At that particular time, naturally, of course, I started to scream.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing came out of my mouth. Is that I went, nothing. Has that ever happened to you?
Just when I'm doing the CERTS breath test.
Yes. It was a terrible thing. And then at this particular point in time, I was violated with a beam of light.
Mm-hmm. Actually, Mrs. Miller, could you actually call it a violation if it was simply a beam of light? I mean, really?
Of course it was a violation if the light goes where he shined it.
Okay. All right, might as well get right down to it here. Did you feel any physical pain?
No, it was not painful. It was humiliating. But I know that I was violated.
How long did this attack actually last, this attack of beaming?
Just seconds.
Wow, he must be quite a guy.
The serious thing, the thing that I pray and I worry so much about, I just hope that I am not carrying a half-breed creature. I mean, for all I know, I could be giving birth to a flashlight.
Oh, boy. You never know when you get him on the show what it's going to turn into. This is a bigger story than I thought. Are you actually trying to say that you could possibly be pregnant by a man from outer space? I mean, that's pretty hard to buy.
That's what my husband said.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to, speaking of deviations, I would like to deviate for a minute. I happen to know these TV beams go into outer space, and I'd like to take an opportunity to address this intergalactic pervert out there. And this is Jerry Hubbard down here on Earth. This is not how we handle the women in this world. You're dealing with the ladies of America here. It's not wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. I'll tell you that. I'm telling you, next time you get an idea to come down here to one of our women, the least you can do is take them out for a couple of drinks, maybe a nice dinner. Would that kill you? Maybe a movie. You like to go to movies, don't you, Mrs. Miller? Let's take her out and shove some scrambled eggs and coffee down her throat. It wouldn't hurt to say an occasional, hey, you're looking nicer. Is that a new dress you got on? And then a little later, if she doesn't have a headache or she doesn't have to get up early, then maybe it's time for wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. You don't carry on like that with our women, believe me. Next time you try it, and keep your laser beam to yourself, we'll cut off your batteries and hand them to you on a silver platter.
I think that was from Fernwood tonight. Here's one of my songs. I think this episode should be called Amen. Don't you? I think I'll change it later.
I've got a message for all you ladies tired of being alone. You're always worried he'll never call you, so you stay glued to the phone. If only a prince is for you, hold your breath till you're blue. You're always looking to find that someone called your better half. Nothing leaves you zero. You must be hard up for laughs. Here are some things you can do to find the right man for you. Don't date a guy with one sock. tall. And a hairline's receding to bald. A body that's heavy, not lean. He might be a loving machine. Don't worry what people might think. At least he's not given to drink. Stop trying to make him a saint. How can he be what he ain't? He's doing the best he can do to be the right man for you. So, don't date a guy with one sock. An out-of-work actor or jock. Stay away from the heavily sedated, newly divorced and in shock. If you want to find romance, give a nice guy a chance. Nobody's perfect, so why do you expect the storybook man of your dreams? Remember, even the nicest of guys can move you to dream. It might be news to you, but men are people too. Don't date a guy with one sock, an out of work actor or jock. Stay away from the heavily sedated, newly divorced and in shock. Better take a second glance. Love can be an avalanche. If you wanna find romance, give a nice guy a chance.
I'm good, guys. Phone out of silence. The numbers. Shit, it's ringing.
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
It's Afterbirth
Monkey.
You know.
Just wanna hang out. Are you out?
What are you up to? Do you wanna like hang out?
Say whatever.
Bum bum bum. Bum bum bum. Bum bum bum.
Afterbirth Monkey in the house.
Everybody grab your cellular phone.
It's time to get freaky.
Roll into the bar, all look away. What a shitty end to a very shitty day. Just want to unwind, but don't want to be alone when it pops in your mind, so take out your phone. Sexing is really passe. You know a better, sexier, nasty way. Cause it's a quarter after two, what the fuck you gonna do? Why not call some hottie for a late night rendezvous? It's easy, but some say it's sleazy to call and say, baby, excuse me, tease me, and please me, but you're bored and you're horny, ain't got work in the morning, and a little vice is nice on your cellular device. Now it's your chance to take fate by the balls. Do a little dance, it's a booty call.
Booty call dance. Booty call dance. Booty call dance. Grab your phone, start to dial. Hang up the phone, wait a little while. Do another shot, liquid courage. Whiskey, whiskey makes you frisky.
Remember how long it's been since you last had sex?
That shit is getting dusty, whether you're calling a new lay or even an ex.
There's no need to be fussy. Booty call dance. Booty call dance. Booty call dance.
Our phones go click, 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 click as we're taking pictures of our tricks. And then we send to all our friends with benefits. Listen up, cutie, if you want to get some booty, type some dirty words, make it quick, make us want to grab our dick. Our phones are blowing up with a million little texts saying, Afterbirth Monkey, do you want to have sex? If you think that you're next, you want to have a chance, then it's time to learn the booty call dance.
Booty call dance. Booty call dance.
Shit, that's my phone. Oh, my God.
Why didn't you turn the ringer on?
I'm sorry, I thought I did. Hold on.
Answer it.
Okay, I'm trying. Let me get it.
Hello?
Hey, guys, it's Sherry. What's up? Do you want to, like, hang out or something on whatever?
Oh my God.
It's Sherry fucking Vine.
That's right, bitches. Tinder, Craigslist, I don't care. What doesn't kill makes you longer. Anticipation vibrating in my underwear. The pressure's getting stronger. Smear my lipstick on your titties while you grind her up on my bitties. Jacked and stupid, okay, Cupid, Snapchat, my plenty of fishies. I want you to come on over. Come on over.
Come on over. Oh, hold on, I'm getting a call on the other line. Ugh, it's my ex trying to hit me up for a booty call. Gotta go.
Get it.
Booty call dance. Booty call dance. Booty call dance. Booty call dance.
Grab your phone.
Okay, I'm calling.
Start to dial.
So cute.
Hang up the phone.
I can't.
Wait a little while. Do another shot. Liquid courage.
Woo!
whiskey, whiskey makes you frisky. Remember how long it's been since you last had sex?
That shit is getting dusty,
whether you're calling a new lay or even an ex. There's no need to be fussy. Booty call dance. Booty call dance. Booty call dance. Booty call dance.
That was Afterbirth Monkey. Their CD is available on CD Baby, as are my CDs. Well, I think this episode I'll have to rename Amen, a tribute to men. And we'll end with Eddie Cantor, I think. That sounds like a fun ending. Don't forget, Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Etiquette, orders every Tuesday at 4 p.m. And
wait a minute, you've got plenty of time.
Right here in
every time I hear that dear old wedding march, I feel rather glad I have a broken heart. I have heard a lot of married people talk, and I know that marriage is a long, long walk. To most people, weddings mean romance, but I prefer a picnic or a dance. Another bride, another groom, the countryside is all in bloom. The flowers and trees, the birds and bees are making whoopee. The choir sings, here comes the bride. Another victim is by her side. He's lost his reason, 'cause it's the season for making whoopee. Countless ages, you'll find it everywhere. Somebody makes good wages, somebody wants her share. She calls him toodle and rolls her eyes. She makes him strudel and bakes him pies. What is it all for? It's so he'll fall for making whoopee. Another year, or maybe less. What's this I hear? Well, can't you guess? She feels neglected, and he's suspected of making whoopee. She sits alone most every night. He doesn't phone or even write. He says he's busy, but she says, is he? He's making whoopee. He doesn't make much money, $5,000 per. Some judge who thinks he's funny says, you pay $6 to her. He says, now judge, suppose I fail. The judge says, but right into jail. You'd better keep her. You'll find it's cheaper than making whoopee.
Well, there you go. Another reason, another season. People are making too much whoopee. Thank you for tuning in. This is your host, Nancy Lombardo. On What's the Buzz NY, don't forget to watch my show tonight, the TV show, WMNN.org, or three channels in Manhattan. Go to my Facebook page. It'll have it up there. Thank you. Goodbye.